So the Gemara asks a stira, but it's from the Mishnah on Sadiheim and Aleph to a brisa. Because the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon says that even on Shabbos, even a person is tellish from an otzit nokuv, he's potter. It's not considered the mechuber the karka. And Ramino will ask you a stira, Rav Shimon Oymer, bottom line, ain bein nokuv l'sheno nokuv el l'hashas roim bilvad. That the only difference between Nokov and Eino Nokov is by Hechsher, everything else is the same. When it comes to Hechsher Zeroyim, so it calls man the plant is Mechubar Lekarka, it doesn't accept Hechsher. Hechsher is when water comes onto it, and therefore now it's right to accept Tumah. So Hechsher Zeroyim only takes place when it's Tolush. So by an Otzit, it's considered tolush, and the hechsher will be valid. And by otzitz nokuv, it's considered mechuber, and the hechsher will not be valid. So the more it feels that's a steer, and Tosis points out that the Tosis, which starts on Amad Aleph, that even though it said they're the same in regards to everything except for hechsher, which means that they're the same, the Gabi Shabbos, which fits what our Mishnah said, they're the same, the Gabi Shabbos. But if you tell them the Gabi Shabbos, that we consider Otzitz Nokuv not Mechubar, and he's not over Chilul Shabbos, so you would assume the Gabi Hechsher, we would consider it not Mechubar, and it should be a Hechsher. If over here we're going to be Mekel, and not be Mechai, not say it's called Chilul Shabbos, so over there you should be Machmer, and not consider Mechubar, right? It's not Mistar, but it go that way. So this is what either Abaye asked Rav or Rav Chiba or Rav asked Rav. So Amalei, so they answered back. L'chol mili, Rav Shimon k'tolish mashrile. So Rav Shimon has Batsim is like tolish regards to everything. So our Mishnah is what it says. But by Zeroyim is a special. But by Hechsher is a special thing. Rishayna linyan Zeroyim tuma the Tara ripsa Tara etzel Zeroyim. So what do we say? But by Hechsher, we're being Mekel, and we're considering it Mechuber, that therefore it's not Makabel Hechsher. So the Torah with there was Mekel, and that's a Kula, right? So the Torah was Mekel. Why? Because the Torah wrote in the language of a lot of different languages of planting. Shenemar called Zera, Zerua, Asher Yizareya. So as long as it's planted in any which way, shape, or form, it's not Makabel Tumah. It's not Mezumi. It's not Makabel Hechsher for Tumah. So the extra Rebbe is telling me if you can in any way, shape, or form consider it Mechuber, therefore it will not accept Hechsher. Okay. See, Rashi, I think, starts at the top of the top of the Amud. Yeah. Ela Hechsher Zorim B'Zorim Hazruim B'Soichai. They said the plants which are planted in this Otzitz. So also it's nokuv and a makabel hechsher the tumah. It doesn't get a din of hechsher because it's mechuber lekarka. Shein nokuv is makabel hechsher the tolushu. But if it's not, doesn't have a hole, so then it's considered not part of the ground and it's tolush. If it's tolush, you can be machsher it. V'hor Rav Shimon ka'amr le. This is Rav Shimon talking. V'hor Rav Shimon amr ein bein nokuv shein nokuv. Deal the rabbanon ikatuba. Clearly, this price has to be Rav Shimon because it'd be the Rabbanon. There's many differences between the two of them. The Bechai via Nokuv, Mishum Shabbos, a Patriot, Shein a Nokuv. The Bechamim hold. So, except that there was a gear that didn't have Rav Shimon Omer, and that's where Rashi's coming from. That obviously it's not the Rabbanon, it has to be Rav Shimon. Some more answers to the Chomili. The Shabbos. Regards to Shabbos, it's considered detached. Lutis Mashiach of Kesef, when it comes to Kenyan, Karka, you're kind of a Kesef, non Karka, you have to do Mashiach or Hagboa. So this is not considered Mechuber, and therefore you'd have to do Mashiach, not Kesef. The Prusbol, Shenetabel al Karka, you can only write a Prusbol, you can transfer the loans to Bezdin. If the Lova owns some level of karka, so he owns an otzitz chenonokiv, and that's all he owns. So according to the Chum, that's called the Morris says in Kitten. That is considered mechuber karka, and he has karka. And the Morris says over there, not only that, that even if the otzitz nokuv is not even on the ground, it's raised off the ground, but we say that there's some way, that there's some type of way to pull the nutrients out of the ground through the air into the, it's considered mechel, where you can write a prusbel on it. But not according to Shimon. But over here it says the Sher Yisraya. Kederach she'odnam moitzil Yisraya, l'mutei mechubber. So the way it's planted, as opposed to it's mechubber, called who anyway that it's considered mechubber. In other words, the plant as you're going to plant it, the seed as you're going to plant the seed, or the vegetable as you're going to plant it, it's you don't plant it in the otzitz. You plant it from a non-otzitz state into the ground. So that comes to exclude the otzitz. The hachi hanas rius yaseir the kra miyoshenu nokev tolish gomerhu. But even according to this extra ribuy, so maybe even otzitz nokuv, you should say it's not the way you take it out of Zriya, but listen, that's tolish, so what do you want to do? That's tolish gomer. Okay, boy mine ha'usaba mirabi zeiru. So this saba, asked zeiru, sherish keneged nekev mali omer b'shimen. So it's an otzitz nakuv, and the root of the plant, which is in the otzitz nakuv, is directly above the hole. It's not on the ground at all, but it's right there, right. You know, it goes down all the way down towards to the bottom, and it's theoretically touching the ground. Do you consider that situation mechubber or not? I think so, yeah. So the Ishtik will Umr label immediately. He was quiet and he did not respond to anything. He didn't have an answer. So Zim Nakhara, then there came a different time. Ashakhe the Yosub Umr. So the Saba found Reb Zeira saying the following. So if the otzitz is broken and it's no longer considered a valid otzitz, the break is which was the size, it got a hole the size which it's no longer considered makabel tuma. It got a hilchus tuma, and otzitz is the keli, so it's makabel tuma. But now if it has a hole which is large enough that it can no longer function as a kli, so then Rav Shimon is martyr, that's considered it's in the ground. So, I mean, there's no, Rav Shimon has to agree that if you have the ground, you have a pile of dirt on the ground, and you plant in the pile of dirt, it's considered in the ground. It's not in the ground, it's on the pile of dirt on top of the ground, but that's considered in the ground. So, the fact that some of the dirt has a keli around it, but it's in the ground, it's not a keli, so it's called in the ground. So that's what he said. So, Amar Leh,
still suspended, right?
No, it's on the ground. It's sitting on the ground in the otzitz.
When we talk about all these cases of an otzitz, where exactly is the otzitz?
Either can be on the ground or in the air, either one.
And what distance from the ground? Does it make a difference? I mean, if it was 1,000 feet?
Not aware that it makes a difference. I think this dinner of Shimon being moida. I'm not sure where that goes, but okay. So Amalei, so the Saba said back to Reb Zeira, "Hash the shorish keneged nekev boy minoch v'lo martili v'lo midi." I asked you about the shorish keneged nekev, and you didn't give me an answer. It means you weren't sure. So nikev b'chdei tarosami boy here. The neck of Bethetha Rosoi could be on the side of the Kli. It has a hole which is too large. The Kli is bottled as a Kli. You're telling me that's not a Kli anymore. Now it's Mechubar Lekarka. So I don't understand how it's more Mechubar Lekarka and it's more getting Yanika from the ground when there's a hole on the side than if the Sharish is directly above the hole. So why, in this case, are you clearly saying it's considered Mechubar Lekarka? In the case I asked you before about the when it's directly above the hole, you said, I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, If Reb Zera actually said such a point, if you want to accept Reb Zera's point, that Reb Shimon will be moira by a neke, which is mevatel, it's din kli, I would modify it in the following way. Reb Shimon shimnikev lamata mirviyus, that Reb Shimon is moira, that if it gets a hole, and the place where the hole is all the way down at the bottom of the kli, above the below the height of where it would hold the revius of liquid, and that's where it broke to the extent that the hole is large enough that's mavatal a kli from it. That's right by the karka. So such a hole would consider to be mechubar the karka. That's as far as I would take Reb Zera's concept. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mali Omer Reb Shimon. It's about six lines down the narrow lines of Rashi. Nimoida, would a Shimon agree to Ha Mechubrahu, Hai Sharish, this root is considered Mechubrah. We told Shalei B'Shabbos is Mechayiv, therefore we take it off from that root on Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv. See, well, didn't know. Pamim Zimnim Pamachar is a different time. He said, he's Moida Shimnikim, Ha'otzit, but Deta Rasa, the hole is large enough that it loses its status of a Kli, it becomes Ktor. So this is considered a broken kli, because it got a hole large enough it's considered broken, and it would take away tuma. And how big is that? So that's a hole which is large enough that it would let, if you the olives inside of there, the olives would fall out through the hole. It's not meseftes kalim. Kli cheris ha'osil oichlim ishiro kizaisim. Kli cheris which is made the whole food. So the shear is kemotzi zaysin, and that's so. Reb Zera said, "A murder of Shimon behold the choshev mechuber kol azorim shebesoicha the sule havi kli. It's not a kli, so it's mechuber lekarka." So he said back to him, "So nikke b'deit harosim, boy. If you tell me that a hole you're not sure that whether it's directly above is not good, so how can you tell me that if there's a hole on the side which makes an entire it, so it's considered mechuber?" If the shear is directly above the hole, you're not sure whether it's mechubar. So if it's a breakage on the side, how can you should at least have a question about that? How can you say for sure it's mechubar? So by saying even the hole the Reb Zera, the murder of Shimon b'shum nekev, I'll tell you where he would say it. Shim nekev lamata mirviyus. The hole is so low that it would not hold the revius of liquor below where the hole is. It's that low down. The botzim yachi lav klihu. That's where it's not considered a kli at all. The gabi in this halacha being non mechuber. Okay. Fine. Amar Rava. So now the more it goes into some halachas of. A nekev, which is matara kli, what size nekev is necessary to matara a kli cheris? So he says there's different types of holes for different types of kelim. Amarava, chamesh midas be kli cheris. There's five levels when it comes to kli cheris. So nekev kimotzi mashka, if it gets a hole which will allow liquid to drip out through that hole, that's how large the hole is, but not large enough that liquid would come in through the hole. In other words, if you put it down on liquid, the pressure would not come through, but it's very small, but it will allow liquid to go out. So it means it's going to go out drip by drip. It's not going to be, because anything much larger than that, it's called karnas mash, which is the next level. Tar melatami gistero v'dayin klihu lekadosh b'meichatas. So there's a din of tumas gistera, which means if a kli cheris breaks into two pieces, so a geese is a side, gisa, the shtek gisim is two sides, gistera and tray means two, so it broke into two pieces. So it still has a curvature there. So lochas, if it can hold liquid still, so it's still tame, we had the din before, it still holds some liquid, it's still tame. And the reason is because you'll use it to catch a drip from a different kli. You're not going to use it as your primary kli, but you'll put it under another kli which is dripping liquid, and you'll catch the liquid in it. So it functions as still as a kli. So such a kli, you're like Morris to say on olive. But if it has a drip, you're not going to put a gistra under a gistra under a kli. So once it has a whole kamatzi mashka, it's tor. Whereas a regular functioning kli, if it gets a little hole, you'll put something there to catch the drip. So it's not going to be matayer it, but the fact that it has a whole kamatzi mashka. So therefore, it has a din of a kli, to the extent that the lachas, when you do the paraduma, you do the act of putting the water, and you put the afer from the pora into the water. That's called being mekadesh de mechatas. That's the process of kiddush mechatas. Is take you draw the water from the spring, etc. Like you're supposed to, and then you put the afer. And they used to do this, this process over there, and then you put the afer from the paraduma into it. It has to be in a kli. The pasuk says it has to be in a kli. Well, this is a kli. And it's a kli to the extent you can even use it for mechatas, even though we're machmer to mechatas, by paraduma, we're machmer, tremendous chumras. This is still a kli. Plain stum. Yeah, but they didn't necessarily do it after the Mesimitush. They did not. The process of paraduma was not done necessarily in the Mesim. I mean, once the paraduma is processed, you could take the effort anywhere in Yerushal Eretz Israel and get some water there and process it and be Matara people there. Let's say Nikiv Kikarnis Mashka, you got a hole which is large enough that if you put it onto liquid water, liquid would come in through the hole. Tarban Kadesh Mechatas, it's considered no longer a kli. In regards to mechatas, you can no longer use it for processing mechatas in it. It's not a kli anymore in regards to that. However, v'dayin a kli hu l'inyan hetra zroyim. It's a kli l'hashra by zroyim. It means which we consider the plants inside of it, not that it's a mechubar l'karka, it's considered in a kli. Well, it's in a kli, so it accepts hechsher. So it's still considered a kli in regards to hechsher zroy. Okay. Nikiv kisharish kata. If it gets a hole which is large enough that a small root would be able to go out through the hole, so that already terminal hechsher by zroyim. That's not considered a kli in regards to hechsher zroyim. It's not a kli anymore. It's mechubar l'karka. This is not a kli anymore. It's now a pile of dirt with some shards of cheres around it. So it's considered mechubar l'karka. And if water would go on it, it's not mechsher. V'adayin kli hu l'kabel b'zesim. It's still considered a kli. The whole in regards to be mechabel zesim, which means why is that important? Rashi points out that. But still considered a kli, that the kli can get a din of tumah on it, as long as it can hold zesim. So the mission says in Kalim, if you have a kli which no longer can hold liquid, you'll still use it to hold solids, and it's still considered a kli. The gabi the halacha of kabbalah's tumah, it's still considered makabel tumah because it's still considered a kli. But once it drops out zesim. So the average person no longer will hold that kli if it's going to be dropping zesim out of it. That's how big it is. So that's already would be tor. Excuse me. Okay. V'dayin kli l'kabel b'zesim. Nikiv k'motzi zesim. Tor b'l'kabel b'zesim. V'dayin kli hu l'kabel b'rimonim. The Mishnah says in Kalim that, however, if you have a kli which develops a hole which is large enough to drop zesim, it's tor unless you specifically designate it for the purpose of holding larger items like rimonim. So stam kli, we say even if it gets a hole, with the natural flow of events, a person will hold it to hold something the size of zesim. So you don't need to do a special designation for that purpose. But if it makes a hole which is large enough that it could drop zesim, it's tor, unless the person decides to use it for something larger like rimonim, and then it's still a kli to accept tumah, because it could hold rimonim. Nikiv k'matzi rimonim, tor miklum. Okay? So, but if it gets a hole which is large enough to drop Rimonim, then it's totally tore. It's not a kli anymore at all. It's very big, yeah. Well, now, however, Vimhukiv Tzomim Psil, so the loch is if you have a kli cheris, it's all talking about kli cheris. You have a kli cheris which has, it's in the oil amaze, and the kli cheris is sealed on sealed. So everything inside is not is tore. So what point in time does it lose its status of being a kli to save the items inside from getting becoming tummy in the oil amaze? It's the shear over there is rubai. If right of the kli is broken off, then it's no longer safe going to protect the items inside. The Mora is going to challenge this. Let's just finish the thought. Now the Mora says, "Omer Rav Asi." That was Rav. Rav Asi says, "Shemati klicheres shiuro kemaitzi rimon." So I heard that the shear of klicheres regards to the loch of tzamim psil is kemaitzi rimon. Well, he said, I heard the shear is kemotzi rima, not kemotzi zesim. Amalei Rabbi, Hashem lo shamata ela b'mukav tzamim psil. So Rabbi said, yeah, that din of kemotzi rima is in regards to the din of mukav tzamim psil. The Mar says, 1 second. Rabbi just said, by mukav tzamim psil, the shear is rubai, not kemotzi rima. But Rabbi hu d'omar mukav tzamim psil, ashi pachis rubai. The shear is roiv. So Mar answers, loy kasha, haba ravavi, haba zutri. If it's a large kli, so then the shear is berubai. If it's a small kli, then the shear is once it's kemotzi rimon, it loses its status of being a kli. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns the exact opposite. Then a small kli, even though it doesn't have a hole which kemotzi rimon, once it's rimon and it's broken, it's not a kli anymore. A large kli, even though it's not rubai, is but once it has a hole kemotzi rimon, it's not a kli anymore, and it doesn't have a din of mukusam psil. Now, Tosfos is a little bit easier to understand than Rashi. So that's why I shared Tosfos with you. Let's try Rashi. But Jonathan, you have a question? Well, so that's Mechuz Rashi and Tosfos now.
That's the Mechuz.
You could have a hole here, a hole there. You could have, you know, looks like Swiss cheese, but has it, the top is still intact. Yeah, you have a hole in the bottom, you have a hole in the side, a hole over here, you know, I don't, okay.
No surface area. You just keep drilling until you remove the material. Right. Expanded metal braids, right? It's only 20% metal, not really on the surface. So you just drill.
Okay, now let's see Rashi. Chomish midas garsina. So there's five different ways. Midas over here. The five different ways that we measure. The five different ways of dealing with it. Kemotzi mashka. Neck of dak ma'oid. Shemashka yotze. But it's a very small hole which liquid will drip out, but not come in. Termatamigis. Klomer. Im kli sholim hu. If it's a full kli and on itzer bekach, that will not take away its status of a kli. So if it's because this is in the Geya that's considered broken, and we said if it's broken, it's no longer, it hadn't had tumah, by breaking it, it's tore. So a kli sholem does not become tore through this such a small hole. Alam hayashever kli, it was a broken kli already, but it rightly established by, but still was usable. The loch is makabel tumah, misha nishber, it still accepts tumah after it's broken. Kinetnan, like we learn in Mishnah in Nesechus Kalim in the second parak. The kli and their bottoms or their walls, if, so the bottom still is intact, the whole thing breaks but the bottom still sits, or the side of it is able to sit without supporting it. So the halacha is, that's quoted in Be'el Trepes, that's quoted in the Morin Chulin. V'nikiv shuv k'motzi mashka, now that broken thing got a hole, k'motzi mashka, eno tomeyat oid, mishum taras gistera. It no longer has tumas gistera. So Rashi, what is gistera? Gistera is shever kli, a broken kli. The command before is taima, the Morin is going to explain the reason of the study of Olam and Aleph. Then shever kli choshev latzniyoy, mishanikiv, once it gets a hole, it's not worthwhile to hold on to a broken thing. So you're a cheapskate. You're not going to throw it out because you can still use it. But even that has a limit, right? Well, Loimer, okay, so we've got a hole in it, so let's bring another broken thing to help the first broken thing. Well, Loimer, you're going to say, bring another broken thing. Put another one below to catch the drip from the top broken one. That you're not going to do. And while you klishol him, v'nikav ma'at, if you have a full kli and it gets a very small hole, ein ma'abdun, so you're not going to throw it out. Alarm, what are you going to say? You're going to say, havei gistera acher v'niniyat tafta. Let's bring a broken, little broken thing which can catch the drip and catch it that way. So you wouldn't throw out such a large kli for such a small hole. What? I'm not sure he means tif tif as is an independent drop. If it's coming out in a minute amount, if it'd be in the bottom, it would come out like as a drip. But a dying klihu, so then we said, now if it's nikav kakarnis mashka, so then, nikav kemoizi mashka, it's still a klihu lakadosh b'mechatas. Dying klihu lakadosh b'mechatas. Klomer, im klih sholim hoya, v'nikav kemoizi mashka, so if it's a klih sholim and it gets a hole kemoizi mashka, so then the loch is a dying kol teres klihu lov, it has full status of a klihu that got me everything. Feel the kaddish by mechatas, the efer parah, putting the efer parah into a kli. The bein and kli roy, it has to be a kli. The ksiv, mayim chay el kelly. So the mayim chayim has to go into a kli. But kol shen shemakabel tumah. So obviously, it's still considered a kli that it will accept tumah. Nikiv kekaydes mashka she meshiva al mayim nichnas b'soicher. The hanu nekev rochav ktsaz. It's a larger hole. That if you put it on top of water, water would start coming in through the hole. So Torah lekadosh b'mechatos. So Rashi, the lesson Torah is labdafka. It's not really Torah, but it's tanish of tumah and tahara. I mean, it's not fit anymore for using for mechatos. But the language Rashi says means elokumay Torah yoma. It's left. The day is cleaned out. Klamer botoloi mitaras kli liny mechatos. Regards to mechatos, it's no longer kli. But I'm clear you'll have in Hesher Zeroyim. It's still considered a clear regards to Hesher Zeroyim. Hazurim Besech, if there's plant outside of it, we still consider it a clear. If it's a clear, it's a Klushin Dhamma, it's not attached, you know. If the Rabbanon Shein Nekiv is a Roy Lariach Lachluchas Karkas. Even the Koran of the Rabbanon, we say Otis Nokuv, the hole has to have a certain size. This hole is not large enough that it can say, consider Mechubar Lakarka. However, Nekiv Tesherish Kotim. If a small root is larger than the shear of Karnas Mashka, Torah mi lehashas roim l'rabbonon, it's no longer will accept hashas roim. Why the havi otis nokav? So now that's called an otis nokav. It's a kli. It's a kli with a hole. So it's still makabel tuma. V'dain klihu l'kabel mezesim shu shear l'tuma b'chol kli cheres osil oichlim kelim which are used for oichlim. The shear, as long as it holds, can hold a zayis. It's still makabel tumah. Stam calls mashal yitzul the remoidim makabel tumah dain. If you don't designate it for a larger item, the shear normally is zayis. If it gets a hole, term makabel zayis. If klamer makabel oid tumah, it's no longer makabel tumah. Mishum the teres stam klicheres based on the idea of a stam klicheres. Shereish yuroi kizayis. If it has a hole the size of Zaysim and you did not designate for anything otherwise, it's no longer Mekabel Tumah, because the normal shear for such a kli is holding Zaysim. But the Bim Hoysa Tumah, Olav Tumah, Nitzim Mimenu. If it's an average kli, had it had Tumah in the situation, it's no longer Tor. But then kli Lekabel Rimonim, Shim Yichto Yishuv the Rimonim, if you now designate it for Rimonim, Mikabel Tumah Mikanel Abba, it'll accept Tumah from this point and onwards. It will not maintain the original Tumah because it lost it, it was a Stam Kli, lost the Tumah. So you know what? Oh, I'll keep it for Rimonim. Okay, from that, it's a Kli from now on. It'll get new Tumah later on. Or if it had been designated for Rimonim originally, that had been the designations, then it would not become Tor. Mitzkila Lonita, then it would not become Tor. If it no longer holds Rimonim, is then Nitzim Tor Miklum, Mishum Kli. So now it's no longer a Kli. All right, what about Gistera? So it's a broken Kli. But you told me Gistera is Makabel Tumah. But if you then say, you know what, I'll keep it as a broken shard to help the user something else, and it's in a way which it can still stand on its own, so then it'll be Mekabel Tumah as a Gistera, which has a locha that it's, once it gets a whole Kamoy Tzimashka, it's Tor. So you look at some seal, but who by oil mace, it's sealed and it's an oil mace. And tumah nichneses by derech nekev, the tumah is not coming through the hole. But matzal kol mashu b'seichu, it still protects everything inside. And over there Ashi pachis rubai, the kol kli pesuach ksiv, derech pesach nichneses loy tumah v'loy derech nekava. Tumah comes in through the top, not through the holes. There's plenty of holes, but does it then? So, if it's nifchas rubai, it totally loses the shame kli. But if it's not, it's a kli with a hole. Well, tumah doesn't go in through the hole. Tumah goes in through the top. So Rashi says, Tosis on Sarivav Menalev, which belongs back over here, there was room for it, takes great umbrage with Rashi's a lot of Gemaras, which seem to be. And then Tosfos says, maybe you can answer Rashi. There's Mishnayos clearly would seem to indicate that once there's a nekev, the tumah would go into the nekev. So that's the Tosfos over there. Tosfos does answer Rashi eventually, at least from all the kashas. Elamokim some psil shim nekev kumatziriman enomatzel. So Rav Asi said matziriman. So Rava said that's someone mokim some psil. So Mor says, that's a steer in Rav. Rav himself said, Mokas on the seal, the shear is Rubai, not Matsirim. So Mor answers, Berav Ravi is Berubai. So largely, it still works by Mokas on the seal till you break right of it. And a small Kli, Zutri, Kamatsirim, Botalim Kli. So, which Rashi seems to be saying, even if right of it is broken, if it can't drop a Rimain, so it's still considered a kli, which that sounds, Tosis doesn't like that. Okay. Omer Ravasi. Ravasi says, Shernan, the Tanoim have taught in the Braisa, the Klicheris, Shurai Bekanis Mashka. That a Klicheris, the first shear of which effect impacts a klicheris is the shear of is kanez mashke. Well, omru mutzi mashke is not really negaya by klicheris. Elanyan gistra bovad. It only applies to gistra. So Rava's lashon chamesh midas by klicheris is not really correct because the shear of mutzi mashke is not a shear in a klicheris. It's a shear in a gistra. So the five shearim in a klicheris would be Kainis Mashka is the first shear. Sharish Kalten is the second shear. Maisim Zaysim is the third shear. Maisim Rimonim is the fourth shear. And Ruba is the fifth shear. Those are the five shearim of a Klicheris. And the shear of Maisim Mashka is not negated to Klicheris, it's only negated to Gistera. My time, why? By Gistera is the Shir Matzi Mashka. Amar Marzutra, Bereda Rav Nachman, Lefish Ein Armim, Havei Gistera, Le Gistera. Okay, you don't say, let's go bring, so regular Kli, if it gets a whole Kamutzi Mashka, you'll put something there to catch it. You're not going to put something there, and usually you'd use a broken piece to catch it. You're not going to use a broken piece to save a broken piece. Zakrashi Shonen. Hatanoim Shonen Rebraisa. The Tanoim in the Braisa, they discuss Klicheris, the Shira Rishon, Ha'omer by Levalim, Bemixis, Mishum Kli. The first size which starts impacting its status of a Kli is the Shira of Kikaris Mashk. Hudumavatale Mia Mitaris Mechatis. That's when it loses the Lach and you can't use it for Mechatis. It's still Mechabal Tuma, but regards to Mechatis, it's no longer a Kli. A hole which allows liquid out is not significant by klicheres at all. It's only significant for the gister. The hosam body inikva hachi kamotzi mashka mishter shalilei. By gistera, if it gets a hole kamotzi mashka, you throw it out. Shem oimrim havei gistera acheres the gistera zu loniach tachteo lekabel hatip. You don't save gistera number one with gistera number two. A kli sholim chosin alav, a full kli you don't throw out with a little hole. Shemnekapurta leshadule, a manichin gistur tachta. For a little hole like that, you wouldn't throw it out. You just bring something else to catch the drip. Okay, you know what? Why not? Yeah. Okay. Amr Ula. Think about Trey Amaroy by Marava. There's a machlokes in two Amaroyim in Marava in the West, which is Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi bar Zavta. Chalamer kemotzi riman, chalamer kesharish katan. So the din of Otzis Nokov. So you said that it gets a locha regards to Heksher Zeroyim. That's considered Otzis Nokov, and therefore it's no longer mekabel Heksher. It's because of mechubar lekarka. So we said, Rava said the shear is neck of katan. Once once a small root can go out through it, it's no longer considered a kli. It's considered a kli, but with a hole. A kli with a hole is mechubar lekarka, and it's not mekabel heksher. Well, that's mechlokes amaroyim. One says the shear is kemotzi riman. That the halacha of otzitz nakuv. The status of the size you need a hole for the din of Otzis Nakov is the size of Mitzri. And one said, like Rabbi said, Kesharishkat. V'simonech, Echad Hamarbe, V'echad Hamamit. One said a very. So, now that phrase is totally. It's a totally borrowed phrase. That's a Mishnah Menachos. The Mishnah Menachos, at the end of all of the Mesechta Menachos, talks about. You know, some people are bringing tremendous kabbonis. Some people, all they can afford is a little, you know, one shear of a silas. So Mishnah says, Echad Amar, but whether you bring a tremendous amount, Echad Amar, whether you bring a little amount, as long as your kabbonis are Shem Shemai. That's that famous phrase. So we're going to borrow that phrase over here. One Amar went all the way to the top. Mitzirimen is the biggest shear. Echad Amar, the other one said a much smaller shear. He didn't say the shear down, which is Kamatzis Asim. He said, so that's the way to remember that this machlokes is a extreme machlokes is using that phrase. You see Rashi, pligi b'hechshu zroyim, the machlokes tintu amaroyim b'hechshu zroyim, esimen deloy titi, lamei merchad amar kimotzis ayis. Don't think that one said the shear down for matzirimen. The way you remember that is, echad amar b'echad amamit, muvat shichab an libra l'shamayim. Rashi, actually it's a Mishnah, it's on the side of the Masnissin, in Menachos, Milchos the Simon. That's a way to remember. Sheechem and Amaroyim Riba L'Shar Begadol Shabeshloshtan. He went to the largest shear. Vechem Mamayit L'Shar Bekatan Shabeshloshtan. He went to the smallest of the three shearim. Below the Beinoni, and not the middle shear. Now, why are these called the large one and the largest one and the smallest one? There's two more shearim. There's Kedus Mashke and Mitzi Mashke. So Rashi says. We would never have a habamid of those are the shirim which we would discuss the Gabi Zeroyim. Those are not shirim which would be impacts as Zeroyim. So the three potential shiurim, neck of katan, sharish katan, matzi is asim and matzi remoinim, the largest and the smallest shiur. Amar Rav China not Bar Kahana Mishmei the Rebbe Eliezer Klicheres the shiur can matzi zaisim. The Klicheres the shiur is matzi zaisim. That's what takes away the din tuma. So he's going back to the din of tuma. Markshisha Berei the Rabba Messiah be Mishmei the Rebbe Eliezer. And see, Eliezer is the Tana. So they're quoting over the Eliezer says it's a loch of matzi zaisim. And but Mark Shisha Bei the Rabba adds in that Rabbi Eliezer finished off the sentence and said, "V'rei hein ki kliglolim mekli avonim mekli adama shem akam tumo lomid di retara lomid di resurfim." That they're totally tore. It's not even the tunim is the rabbanim, like you find by the halach of chelim and out of glolim and avonim and adama that they have no din tum at all. So he's stressing this point that it's a total tahara. But then you tell me some of seal Ashi Pachas Rubai. But got me some of seal, that's different. Sakrashi. Shira Kamatzi Zaysim, Litarmi Tuma. It no longer has Tuma, Kamatzi Zaysim. But a Rekha Kligolim, Mishanika, Kamatzi Zayas, a Kli, which, a Kli Cheres, which has a whole Kamatzi Zayas, it's the same thing as Kli Glolim. And what's the Kiddush over here? Raphael Yichtel, remind him. He doesn't agree with the idea of you remind him. I. That's by Kli 8, Kalim made out of 8, there's a shear of Kamatzi Rimonim, but not by Kalim made out of Cheres. Kalim out of Cheres, Kamatzi Zaysim is Torah, and that's it. The conversation ends over there.
I understand.